Nesechtes Chulin, Dav Zayin, 9 lines from the top of Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Gemara and Dav Bavam and Beis taught us, Heid Rabbi Shua ben Zoraz, Ben Chom of Shor HaMeil, Lefnei Rabbi, Ava Meir, She'ochol Ali Shel Yerk, Ben Beishan, Ve'hitter Rabbi is Beishan Kul Al Yadai, that Rabbi Shua ben Zoraz, who was the brother-in-law of Rameir, was made in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that Rameir ate a vegetable leaf in Beishan, and he did not take off Trumas and Maisreis, and based on this testimony, so Rabbi Yehuda realized that Rameir felt that Beishan was not considered part of Eretz Yisrael, since even in Eretz Yisrael, Maisi Yerek is only Midrabanon, therefore the Chiyuv of Maisreis would not apply to Beishan, and similarly the Chiyuv of Shemitah would not apply in Beishan. Our Gemara now begins, Mask V'lo Rabbi Yehuda B'Rid Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, U'miyik L'man Na'oma de Beishan La'am Eretz Yisrael Hi, how could we say that a mayor as well as Rabbi Yehuda held that Beishan is not part of Eretz Yisrael, but how can that be? V'aksiv, but the Pasuk in Shoiftim states, V'lo Hirish Menashe as Beishan and the Pasuk tells us that although Klai Yisrael took over these areas, however, Shevet Menashe did not drive out the Knanim and the Goyim from these areas. And as Rashi states, but certainly was part of Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara responds, the Shemitze Hadam Rab Shimon Yaakov Mishum Rabbi Loz Ben Padash Am Mishum Loz Ben Shemua, that it must be Rabbi Yehuda B'Rid Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi forgot the memory of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochum in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, who said this over the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, the Habi Krochim Kvashim Oli Mitzrayim. However, V'loi Kvashim Oli Bavol, there were many such cities that even though the Oli Mitzrayim captured those cities and it was part of Eretz Yisrael during Bayis Rishon, however, when the Oli Bavol came back to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra, they didn't recapture them and they remained as part of Chutz La'aretz. V'kasav Kedush Rishayna Kitchel Shaita V'loi Kitchel Asal Ezra and those that came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, they held that when Yeshua was Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, he only was Mekadesh for that period of time and not forever. And after the Churban, Eretz Yisrael lost its Kedusha and only received its Kedusha once the Eli Bavel was re-Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. The reason why they were not Mekadesh these areas is V'nichem Kedesh Yisbechu Aleihem Aniyim B'Shvi'ez, as they wanted to make sure that during the years of Shemitah that the Aniyim should have enough food. And as Rashi explains, V'leirot However, certainly Lekat Shechupeo would apply during that year, even though generally Maisa Sheni and Maisa Oni doesn't apply during Shemitah. However, the Rabbanim is saying that Maisa Oni should apply in that year, and although there's no Chiyuv to take off Maisa's of Yurakais, however, there is a Chiyuv of Rabbanim to take off Maisa's on Tfua and any of the Shiva Saminim, even in Chutz La'aretz. As Rashi points out that even though Kedusha Rishayin Olay Kitchlas Lavai, however Kedusha Shnia is certainly Kitchlas Lavai, and as the Pasuk in Pashas Tzavim tells us, in Perek Lamed Pasuk Hei, V'aviyacha Hashem Olakecha La'aretz Asher Yashuv Avisecha V'yirishta V'yitivcha V'yirbim Avisecha. And clearly in this Pasuk we see that there are two times that Klai Yisrael Yash in Eretz Yisrael. One refers to the time of Yeshua and one refers to the time of Ezra. However, by Yishlishi there will not be a need to be Yairish, as Kedusha Shnia Le'Batla, and as Rashi states, Hilkach B'mei Rebbe Nagu Isabaretz. Therefore, although Rabbi Yehuda Nasi lived after Bayis Sheni, however, even so, the din of Shemitah and the din of Maisa still applied in Eretz Yisrael during his time. The Gemara continues that how could Rebbe bring a raya from the testimony of Rabbi Yeshua ben Zaraz that it must be that Beishan is not part of Eretz Yisrael if his testimony was only that Rameir ate a vegetable leaf, and as the Gemara continues, Amalei Rabbi Amil Rab Zira, for Rameir Ale Ba'almahu Da'achol, and even if there would generally be a chiyuv to take off Maisa, however, certainly prior to Gemara Malacha, there is no Issa of Achilas Arai, and it's possible that the reason why Rameir ate this vegetable leaf is because it was Achilas Arai, not because he did not consider Beishan to be part of Eretz Yisrael. And however, the Gemara continues, Omolei, Rab Zeri responded to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Magude Achlei V'tnan Yerek HaNega Mishiyagad, and his testimony was that he ate a vegetable leaf, but the vegetables were already bundled together, as the Mishnah Masechtas Maisa teaches us, that the Gemara Malacha, which is Kaveya Maisa by vegetables, is once it's bundled together, and as Rashi states, Me'aguda Achle, the Mishineged Osalechla Roy, and certainly at that point it would be also for a mayor to have even eaten a vegetable leaf, and by the fact that a mayor ate this leaf, it must be that he held that Beishan is not part of Eretz Yisrael. And as Rashi continues, Yurokis Hanegad Shedakri Loidai, Mishia Egad, Hukbala Maisa, Vinesa Bachilis Aroy, once again, Rameir Esrabzera, Vidil Malava Daitoi, how could could Rebbe learn from this story that Rebbe Meir held that Beis Shean is not part of Eretz Yisrael? It's possibly Rebbe Meir held that it's part of Eretz Yisrael, and really it was Chayiv in Maisa. He actually forgot, and he ate this Be'isar, and he forgot that he did not take off Maisa's. And as Rashi states, Lava Daite, Shachar Rebbe Meir, V'lo Yisarei, V'lo Ilum Srilei, Debrei Yisurei. And the Gemara continues that Rebbe Zeir responds to Rabbi Yemiya, once again, uses the same klal, the Hashtu Behem Tishul Sadikim, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mevita Kol Yodon, Sadikim Atzmo Le Kolshkein. And certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu would protect Rebbe Meir, they would not eat something Be'isar. Therefore, it must be that the reason why Rebbe Meir ate this leaf is because he held that Beis Shean is not part of Eretz Yisrael. Once again, the Gemara is bothered with Dilma Isa Alei Mimokam Achar, that how do you know that he ate his peiris without taking off Maisa, as potentially he actually took off Maisa, and he said that the fruit that I have in my home should be the Maisa for these peiris, and he was actually misacking this leaf, and that's why he was able to eat this leaf. Really, Beis Shean is part of Eretz Yisrael, and there is a Chiyuv of Maisa. However, the Gemara answers that although it's true, but if someone is in place A, and he says that my peiris that are in place B should be Maisa, that actually works. However, certainly it's not proper to do so, l'chatchila, and therefore, as the Gemara states, v'lenech shtuchabirim, literim shleim and amukov, that certainly we're not choshed, or a mei who is a chaver and a talmud chacham, and certainly was careful with trumas and maisais, that he would do so. Therefore, it was clear that a mei didn't take off maisa, and by the fact that he ate from this Allah, so therefore it showed that he actually felt that Beis Shean is not part of Eretz Yisrael. And once again, the Gemara is, v'dil menosin inam b'tzad zev, v'achol b'tzad achar, that possibly, although he would not take off maisa, shleim min amukov, however, since we know that there is no requirement to actually physically remove the actual maisers from these fruits, so it's possible that prior to eating this leaf, he had in mind that a different leaf or a different fruit that was part of the same bundle should be maisers, and possibly he was actually misacking this Allah. He separated maisers, and as Rashi states, nasan ina b'tzadzer, liquor like shem maisal tzad sheni, v'ochum mitzad sheni. However, finally, on Malay, the Reb Zeir responded to Rabbi Yemiya, chazimang gav rabba kamamasala, that if a regular person would have said this testimony, then certainly you would have valid questions, as that person may have not been medayik in this story. However, since Rabbi Yeshua ben Zoraz is the one that said this testimony, and certainly he must have been medayik exactly what the story was, and by the fact that he stated that Rebbe Meir actually ate this leaf without taking off maisois, so therefore it's a raya that Rebbe Meir held that Beis Shean is not part of Eretz Yisrael. Before we continue, let us go back to Rashi, Dibel Maschol, Mimokam Acher, and Rashi states, Shem Havle Yerek Tolosh Bebisoi, V'Omar Reu Maisal Gudazu, and the Gemara explained that certainly a chavar that is careful with tumor and careful with trumas and maisois certainly would not be term Shalom Min Amu. And as Rashi states, and the Lashon HaKafo means something that's close by. And as Rashi continues, Lashon Mikariv Magin Zelazer, and he explains, and the reason is the Shema Isishu Semichlov Ena Be'en, as possibly whatever he was Semichon, and he stated was Trumas Maisois, is actually no longer around, and he's not actually in that place. There is a possibility, in Rashi, and the Gemara continues. The Reb Zeir just stated, "Hashta behemtim shel tzadikim in Hakadosh Baruch Hu mivita kolal yodon tzadikim atzmo lekolshkein." And we already saw this memory from Zeir three times, beginning on Daf Hayin Beis. And our Gemara will now continue and tell us the story as to the behemtim shel tzadikim the Reb Zeir was referring to. And as the Gemara continues, "My behemtim shel tzadikim," and the Gemara brings down the famous story of Pinchas ben Yara, as the Pinchas ben Yara have a ka'azel of pidyon shvuyin, as the Pinchas ben Yara was traveling in order to go and perform the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyin. Hagabei Beginoy Nara, and he reached a river called Ginoy, and he wasn't able to traverse the river, and Amalei, and he said to the river, Ginoy Chalik L'cha Mimecha Ve'Evabach, that you should split your waters in order that you should be able to pass by, and Amalei, and the river responded, Ata Hoylech Lasses Utsen Kainecha Vani Hoylech Lasses Utsen Kaini. Although it's true that you're on a way to do a mitzvah, but I am consistently and constantly doing a mitzvah, and as Rashi brings from the first parak in Keheles, that the pasuk states, Kolon Cholom Holchem Al Yom, Vayom Enonimole, El Mekoim Shen Cholom Holchem Shom Heim Shov Molechas. The Yam continued, Ata Safik Oise Safik Yata Oisa, Ani Vade Oisa. Although certainly you're going with the right intention and you want to do the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyin, but you are uncertain if you'll be able to accomplish this mitzvah, whereas I am certain that I'm accomplishing the mitzvah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. However, Amalei and Rav Pinchas Ben Yair responded, Imiyata Cholek, Gazrani Lecha Shle Yavr B'chol Mayim Lo'ilam, that if you don't split from me, then I will make a gzira that you shall never flow again, and therefore you'll never be able to do mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu any longer. And as we know, that tzadik goyzev HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim, and chalklei, and this nar split for Pinchas ben Yara. And the story continues, haba hu gavra badei, the haba dori chita lepischa, and there was a person that was together with Rav Pinchas ben Yara that was carrying wheat in order to make matzah. On Malayim, Rav Pinchas ben Yara once again stated to the Yam, chalik lei nami lahai der mitzvah asik, that you should also split for this person, as he's also asik of a mitzvah. And as Rashi explained, the chsiv, and as the pasuk in Pashas Bo states, ushmatam esem matzah is, the metchilas tchina v'akadah bo yishimu l'shem matzah, and he was on the way to grind his wheat. And with the other Rishonim, it's even more pashut, as is a mitzvah of Shima, Mishas Ktsira Ve'ilach. Therefore, this person was actually Oseb Mitzvah, and Chalukle, and once again, the Nar split for this person. And the Gemara continues, Hava Hutaya, the love of Badayu, and it was an Arab merchant that was going together with Rav Pinchas Ben Yara and this other person, and Amalei, and once again, Rav Pinchas Ben Yara said to the Nar, Chalukle Nami Lahai, the Lele Mekach Oseb Blevavaya, that you should split also for this person, as otherwise people will say that the Jews only care about their own, and they don't take care of those that are traveling with them, and this will create a Chilul Hashem. And once again, Chalukle, that the Nar split for this person as well. The Gemara tells us, Amar Beisiv, Kam Nafish Gavra Moshe V'Shisim Revoyin, the Ilu Hasam Chad Zimna, V'Hachat Plas Zimnin, that we see how much greater a Pinchas Ben Yair was than Moshe Rabbeinu and 600,000 Yidin, as by Kriyas Yamsov, the Yamsov split one time, and in this story it split three times. And the Gemara asks, V'Dilma Hachanami Chad Zimna, and maybe over here it also split one time, and even though Pinchas Ben Yair asked it to split three times, it just means that he asked it to remain split until all of them passed through. Therefore, the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yosef did not say that Pinchas Ben Yair was greater than Moshe and 600,000 Yidin, but instead, Elokim Moshe v'Shisim Revoyin, that Pinchas Ben Yair had the same miracle occur for him as the Yamsa split for Moshe Rabbeinu and 600,000 Yidin. And Ayin Rashi Duma Hachinami Chodazimna El Misyari Hayish Lo Yachzor Amayim V'Yishtuvu Hashnayim. Therefore, V'Hoyim Medab Aleim Shiyantul Mahmanar. And Ayin in the Baim Tesis Dima Maschal Amalei Atahil Vlasis Utsayin Kinecha. And Tesis points out that certainly the Nar did not speak, but Shemar Sar Shel Yam Heishav Loikach, that was the Sar of the Yam. Inami Apichas Hoy Mechashav Libay Shel Kachay Minich Melachliklay Or Bein Zet Tzarek Lefarish Perakamun Besach Levi Zara. By the story of Rabbi Elazar Ben Dodai, the Omas Shemayim Bikshu Alay Rachmim. Ayin the Shitim Kubetzas that brings from Ramban that our Gemara states Pogabe Biginoi Nahara. And as Tesis explained in his first explanation, the Ramban explains Shem Sar Teda Daminim Pogabe V'Leiminim Pogab Biginoi Nahara. And the Gemara has not yet discussed the Chamor of Pinchas Ben Yair, and the Gemara continues with that part of the story, as Iklahu Ashpiza, the Pinchas Ben Yair arrived at an inn, and the owner of the inn was a Talmud Chacham, and not a Am Aretz, was certainly makpid on Maestres. Pinchas Ben Yair, who didn't want to take any benefit from anyone without paying, so he paid him for some barley for his animal, and Ramali Sari Lechamri, they placed barley into a trough for his donkey, Le'ochal, and the Chamor would not eat. And we continue on Daf Zayin and Beis, and they originally thought that the reason why the donkey would not eat was because the barley was not yet sifted, and therefore chavtinu, so they sifted the barley, and once again loy achal, but the donkey would not eat. And Rashi states at the top of Daf Zayin and Beis, chavtinu binapa, chavtinu l'nakaisam, and Rashi continues, v'lekel me malashin di shudim ikar hayayim de meklifasan, and certainly you can't explain that originally the barley was in its pail, and they then threshed the barley, as ultimately the Gemara will tell us that the reason why the donkey did not eat is because the barley was already chayv in maisa and the donkey wouldn't eat the mai. If it's true that they did not yet do disha, im kein amai lo ochle meikora harilin is chayv in maisa ad shi smarachu bekri dechsiv reishis de goncha v'tram behedya. And we learned from Mesechus Peya ma'achlo behima l'chay lo oifois ad shi mereach dechol achilus behima choshev achilus aroi. The Gemara continues nekrinu, so they thought that he was still not eating because there were still pebbles in it, and therefore they removed any remaining pebbles from the barley. And even so, loy ochol, and Rashi states, nakrinu biyadayim min avonim v'apseiles. And finally, amulhu, so Pinchas ben Yair said to them, dilmul loy ma'asron, that maybe you didn't take off ma'aser, and that's why the behemoth is not eating the food. And asrinu v'ochol, and they took off ma'aser. Finally, at that point, the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair ate the barley. Oman Rav Pinchas ben Yair told them, aniyazu oylechas lasis utzein kina, va'atem mechilo yisitfolim, that how could it be that this poor donkey was traveling to do the Ratzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're feeding a tevel. And the Gemara now is bothered, Umi Mechaiva, that is it true that that this barley was chayiv in Maisa, v'tnan, but we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Demai, halakech lezer lo behema, v'kemach la'uriz, v'shem l'nev, v'shem l'asach b'ezakelim, potem me'ad mai, that if someone initially buys tfua in order to use as seed, or to use as feed for his animal, or to use as flour in the tanning process for leather, or for fuel for fire, or for oil to smear kelim, then since the intended use is not for human consumption, so you potem me'ad mai, and as Rashi explains, that even though certainly if one has tfua that is vadei chayiv in maisa, then even if it's not intended for human consumption, one certainly has to take off maisa. However, since we know that roiv amei aretz take off maisa, and when the rabbanon made a gzira on demai and they stated that we have to take off maisa, they only stated that we have to take off maisa when you buy something for human consumption, and there is no requirement to take off maisa from demai when someone is buying something with the intent to use it for something that will not be used for human consumption. And as Rashi explains, and as Rashi continues, however, the Gemara continues, that we already explained in the name of Rabbi Ichron that the only time that we stated that one does not have to take off Maisar is only if initially at the time that you bought the tour from the Lamaretz, the intent was to use it for Maichel Behema or for any non-human consumption. However, in our scenario, when the innkeeper originally bought this tour from the Lamaretz, his intent was to use it for Maichel Adam. Therefore, this barley already had a chiv to take off Maisa based on the fact that it was Demai. And as our Gemara continues and brings Uraya, Vatanya, and as we learned in the Braisa, as Rashi states, Benichusa, the Braisa teaches us, Halakeach Peris Ben Ashok Lachila, Benimel Chaleim Lo Behema, Hareza Loitin Loyal Fri Behemta, Veloyal Fri Behem Schaveroi, Elim Kain Isar, and as Rashi states, Vahanach Sa'irim Lo Adam Lo Kachel Mitchila, since they originally bought this barley for Achilas Adam, therefore it was Chayiv Maisa, that's why the donkey Rab Pinchas Ben Yair would not eat from this Tfua, and this is what Rab Zeir was referring to when he stated, Hashta Behemta Shal Sadikim, Ina Kach Baruch Hu Meiru Takol Al Yodon, Sadikim Atzma Le Kolshkein, and the Gemara now continues with the story that Shom Rebbe Nafik Lapei, that Rebbe heard that the great Rab Pinchas Ben Yair was coming and was on his way to do a mitzvah Pinya Ben, and he went out to greet him. And as we will see, Rab Pinchas Ben Yair was a sein in matanois, and he wouldn't want to have anav from anyone, and therefore amalei. So Rebbe said to him, "Mitzaycha Said Etzli, that maybe you'll desire to come and eat by me." And he invited him for a meal. Amalei hein, and Rab Pinchas Ben Yair said, "I will come to you." And Sava Panusha Rebbe, and because Rab Pinchas Ben Yair generally didn't go to anyone, so Rebbe was very happy and excited. And amalei, and Rab Pinchas Ben Yair said to Rebbe, "Kemiduma ata shemoida hanom Yisrael ani, that based on the fact that you have heard that I don't generally eat by anyone, so it would seem that I made a neder not to have enough from anyone in Klal Yisrael, and it would seem that I'm not machshiv anyone." However, he explained that really I'm machshiv Klal Yisrael completely, and certainly Yisrael kodeshim hein el yesh roitz ve'in loy. And the reason why I don't eat by people is because there are some people that certainly desire that they want me to come for a meal and they want to be mativ to me. However, they don't have the resources. And as Rashi states, Yisrael kodeshim hein v'ruin lehanes mehem al yesh roitz lehanes achir mishloy ve'in yichelus biyadai. And therefore, I don't want to take enough from them, as that will cause them pressure, and then there are some that have enough resources, however, they don't really want to give, and they're really only inviting me because of pressure, and as the Pasuk in Mishlei states, and the Pasuk teaches us that one should not take the bread of a miser, he should not desire his delicacies, as he is just like someone that is depressed, and even though he'll tell you to eat and drink, his heart is not with you. And as Rashi states, and I in the second taste is Diva Maschel, and Taz is bothered that why Rav Pinchas Ben Yair refer to such a person as a Kaddish, and Taz explains, and ultimately he's still inviting people, and Ayin Rashi that explains the pasuk al tilcham al tisod lechem is lashon suda k'dichsev leibol lechem v'ksev, and as the pasuk in Daniel states belshatza malka of lechem rav and k'moishar ki'ilu at the pesach shabbatnoi v'yesh imim lashon meriris, and some say this refers to a person that's embittered, and as the pasuk states in Yirmiyah, "Kete'in ha'mashoyerim ayin sham." And our Gemara continued. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair continued and said to Rebbe, "Ve'at the roitz of Yeshlecha, that you are certainly not a miser, and you certainly want to invite me, and you have the resource to do so. However, even so, I can't come to eat with you, as hashter misaravna the milst of the mitzvah katarachna, as right now I'm in a rush, as I'm on the way to do pidyon shvuyin. However, kia dana sina alayin legabach, but when I'm on the way back, I will come to you and I will eat by you." And this is similar to Avraham Avinu that taught us that one should go back to the original achsanya. He also, when Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair came back, so he went to the house of Rebbe to eat a sudu with Rebbe. Or Bishrami that all bahu pischa the havakayom beikud naisa chavrasa, that when he went into Rebbe's house, he went through a doorway where there were white mules, and as we will see, that white mules were dangerous, and when they would injure someone, the injury would not heal. Amen. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair stated malachamavis bebeis shulzev ani esa letzloi, that how could I eat in the house of Rebbe if the malachamavis is in his house? And as Rashi explains, shemaka v'shuva ne'maka choyer kudal kamon. And as we explained, however, shomu Rebbe nafik lapei, and Rebbe heard that Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was there, and he came to greet him. And amalei mezminlu, so Rebbe told Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair that he should stay, and I will sell these white mules. And amalei v'lifnei evil esita michshol, so Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair said that he can't sell them, as you'll be oivon l'fnei evil esita michshol. Rebbe responded, mefakanluhu, that I'll be mafka them, and then they will belong to no one, and that will not be an issa of l'fnei iver. However, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair responded, mafashta hezeka, that by being mafka them and not having any ownership, then that will even cause more hezek, as no one will be watching them, and these dangerous animals will be running loose. Rebbe stated, kanluhu, that I'll cut their hooves, and they won't be able to kick anyone. And as Rashi states, shle yuchlu l'vayet, u'bal tashchas leka, shiyuruz l'disha, and there wouldn't be an issa of bal tashchas, as they'll still be royal Lidisha. However, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair stated, Ikat Tzar Bal Chaim, that it will still be a problem of Tzar Bal Chaim. Rebbe responded, Kiltimlu, that I will kill them in a way that they will not be Tzar Bal Chaim. However, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair stated, Ikat Bal Tashchas, that by killing them, you will not be able to use them any longer. You'll be Oivan to Issa Bal Tashchas. The Gemara tells us, Havakum Mavatish Beituva, that Rebbe was pressuring Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair to stay in Ipayim, Gavatu Beinayu, and all of a sudden a mountain rose up between them, separated Rebbe from Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. And Bachur Rebbe v'Omer Ma b'Chayin Kach b'Misos Alachas Kama v'Kama. And as Rashi explains, the Rebbe started crying, and he stated, "If during the lifetime of Tzadikim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu makes sure to fulfill their Ratzayin, and since Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair generally didn't want to eat by someone, so he made sure that he wouldn't eat by me either." And as Rashi states, "B'Chayin Shel Tzadikim Kach Noisa Hakadosh Baruch Hu Libay Al Tavasam Shel Elavir Mal Daitam Shegar Ma Dove Shenichlus B'Pesach Haprodei Sheyifreish V'Lo Yava Daita Rishena Shein Daker Lissim Shel And therefore, certainly, b'misa lachas kam kama should misasa gadel miyesum chayim k'da'am Rab Chama. And just like we find from Rab Chama, and as the Gemara continues, da'am Rab Chama b'chanina gadel tzadikim misasa miyesum chayim, and we see that tzadikim after they die are even greater than when they're alive. Shenemen is based on the pasuk in Malachim Beis. The pasuk is discussing a group of people that were taking a corpse in order to bury it, and there were moyavim that came and started fighting with them. They threw this mace into a kever and they ran away, and ultimately they threw this dead body into the kever of Elisha Anobi. And as the pasuk states, "Vayihim kevrim ish v'hinei roas hagudud v'yishlich v'se ish bekev Elisha v'yelech v'yiga ish ba'atzmas Elisha and v'yichi," and the dead body arose and was alive, "v'yokam haraglov," and he got up on his feet. As Rashi explains, that the raya is, since we know that when Elisha was alive, he was mechayim mesim to the son of the isha Shunamis. As Rashi states, "V'ilu bechayim kishurotz lahachis ben Shunamis, Hutzuch Lossum Piv al Piv, Veinav al Inav, Lavakish Rachimim." Only after he died, once his corpse touched his body, he immediately got up and he was alive. And therefore, we see that Elisha had a greater koyach to be Mechayim Mesim after his death than when he was alive. However, the Gemara is bothered only a papa Abaya, and a papa asked the following question Abaya, Vidimul Kumio Be Bechasid al Yo, that possibly this Tchias HaMesim had nothing to do with Elisha, and it was only in order to be Mechayim the Bracha of Elio. And as we know, that when Elio was about to depart from Elisha, so the pasuk Malachim Beis tells us, "Vayhi ka'avram v'liyo amel Elisha sha'al mo eselach b'tera melachach mimach v'yem Elisha v'hi na pishnayim rucha ilai." And we know that Elio told Elisha that as long as you're able to see me depart from you, then this will be mekuyim. Since we know that Elio performed chias hamesim on one person, so Elisha should have performed chias hamesim on two people, and we only find that Elisha performed chias hamesim on the son of the Shunamis, and this is the second story. Even though this happened after the death of Elisha, but it happened based on the bracha of Elio, and Elio was still alive, and if so, was Rav Chama Rav Chanina's raya that Gedolim Tzaddikim Misasin Yosef Mechayen? However, Amalei Abai responded to Rav Papa that certainly this was not based on a bracha of Elio, as he hachi hainu tanya raglav omadol beis leholach, since the Brisa tells us that this corpse only got up on his feet, then he went into another kever, and he was not touching Elisha, and he never really stayed alive, and therefore this would not be a kiyum of the bracha Elio, and therefore we have a raya to the great power of Elisha even after Misa. However, the Gemara is bothered al b'mayi kayim that how is Elio's bracha to Elisha m'kuyim if we only find that he performed chiyas amesim with the son of the Eishes HaShunamis, and the Gemara explains kid amra b'echron sheripet suras naman sheishkul k'meis, that the way that Elio performed chiyas amesim a second time was based on the fact that he healed the suras of naman, as we know that someone that has suras is choshev k'meis, as shenemen as the pasuk at the end of Pashas Baal Yisra teaches us that Aaron said regarding Miriam, al not he k'meis asher b'tzeisim rechem imoy v'yeochol chatzim b'soroi, and as Rashi tells us b'tzuras Miriam k'siv ayin sham. The Gemara now continues amra b'shul malivi lom nikur shmon yemam, why are mules called yemim, and as the pasuk in Pashas Vayishlach tells us v'ilu b'nitzivon v'ayah v'ano hu ano asher motza seyim v'midbo b'roises hachamirim l'tzivayin aviv, and Rabbi Shul Malevi explains shem mosim utal sa'abriyais, all creatures fear mule, the amra b'chanina miyamay l'sha'alni adam al makas pray to levana v'choya, and as Rabbi Chanina, who was a doctor, taught us that in all my days no one has ever asked me about the makah of a white mule and has lived. The Gemara is for kachazina dechaye that we do find that people survive even after they're hit by a white mule, and the Gemara explains ema v'choyis, certainly people could survive, their wound will never heal, and the Gemara is for kachazina demisei, but we do find that even the wound heals, and the Gemara explains the chivron reish karayu kamrinon, that we are specifically talking about a white mule that has white tips on his feet, and that is a very dangerous white mule. If someone receives a blow from that type of mule, then it would never heal. The Gemara now continues with another member of Chanina, as the pasuk in Pashas Vayischanan states, "Ata reis l'das ki Hashem hu elokim ein oid movadai," and Amar Chanina v'afidu k'shafim, that no one is ever hurt if it's not the desire of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and even kishuf cannot hurt someone unless it's the desire of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara brings a story with Rav Chanina that he is the avakam hadru l'mishkal afram mitusei kurei Rav Chanina, that there was a woman who was trying to do kishuf and wanted to harm Rav Chanina, and she needed to take offer from underneath him in order to perform this kishuf, and amala shkulu le'mistayim milseich inoid muvadiksev, and he told her you could take it as it won't help you in any case, as the only way that anything bad will happen to me is only if it's the will and desire of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Gemara is bothered by Amar Beichon lo menukur shmon kishafim shemachishim pamali shemayla, and Rabbi Beichon stated that why is kishuf called kishuf, and he explains that's nitrikin through kishuf, someone who go against the words of Hakadosh Baruch Hu and the desire of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so we see that it could affect someone even if it's not the desire of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Gemara answers shani rechnina the nefisha schusei, the rechnina knew that he had a lot of schusim and therefore he knew it wouldn't harm him. However, certainly kishuf can harm someone that doesn't have enough schusim. Ayin Rashi do a maskal leisha alni Rav Chanina reifei haya umehach meisla b'mesechta zuma b'itziulai, and as we learned in Mesechta Zuma, the chaya mashma shemeis hamuka the chayas loshen akiva v'amakukai she'ina makam misrapas, and Rav Chanina explained that afidu k'shafim ina muvadoi klima shloimi daitoi shemein gzir mufanav imarin loy lodom. Rashi explains mahadru machzeres v'terecha shloyobin, that she was trying to take dirt and trying to make sure that Rav Chanina didn't realize. Rashi explains l'mishkal afra v'lasis loy k'shafim l'amisai, and k'shafim natrika machishim pamali shomayla shloy gozor al odom zel lomos v'mesal yidei k'shafim, and even so he will die through kishuf. And the Gemara now continues with another member of Rav Chanina, as v'om Rav Chanina einad mekevetz b'y memata elam kem achriz av v'mayla, that a person would not even be able to stub his toe on this world unless this was already exir from Shemayim. Our Gemara brings this based on two psukim, one in Tehillim and one Mishlei. However, the Rishash says that we should only be gurious one pasuk, which is the pasuk of Mishlei, shenem, and as the pasuk states in Mishlei, me'ashem etzadei gavav v'odama yovin dakoi, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one that prepares every step of a person, and anything that occurs to a person happens through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire. And the Gemara continues, Amar Abelaza dam nikov meratzu kedam oila, that if someone stubs their toe, then it's as if he brought a carbon oila, and this is like the dam oila, and Amar Rava begaydel yamin uvenikov sheni v'hu dekazal adva mitzvah, this specifically refers to someone that stubs their right large toe, and he stubbed the toe two times, and he's on the way to adva mitzvah. And as Rashi explains, mipnei shu noigov pekoyach umitzar habe uvenikov sheni kaim shen strape rishon, certainly when a person's walking, then the right foot moves quickly quicker than the left foot and is much stronger blow to the right large toe, and if he does it a second time, that is even more painful. However, if someone hits one of their smaller toes or he hits his large toe, but it only happened one time, then it's not as painful. And the reason why Rav explained that he has to be walking to the Dvar Mitzvah is because an oiler comes in order to be mechaper on machshavas rois. In general, if someone is walking and stubs their toe and gets hurt, so that's not necessarily a riot, they had a machshav ra, as that could be for any oinish. However, when one is walking for a Dvar Mitzvah, so generally he should be protected, and the only reason why he should have any oinish is only for machshav ra and not for any other action. And finally, the Gemara teaches us that Amr Lavar Pinchas Ben Yara, that Miyam of Lei Batzal Prusa Shena Shalai, or Miyam Shaman Adaita Lei Nenem Sudas Aviv, as we previously saw, that Pinchas Ben Yara did not want to eat a Suda by anyone. The Gemara tells us that it's said over about Pinchas Ben Yara that in all of his life never made a bracha b'mitzi on anyone else's pass, and he never even ate a kazayas pass from someone else. And in addition, from when he got old enough to be able to take care of himself, he never had enough from his father either. And Rashi explains, Batza Birch Samitzi Shle Rotzel Lechel Kazayas Mishal Achirim. And before we finish, let us see the Baal Tesis on Dav Zayin Abayz Diba Maskel Gedolim Tzadikim Misasin Yosim V'Chayim. We explain our Gemara based on Rashi and Tesis Bad V'Kosher and then came my Parch V'Dimel Kiyumi B'Chasid Leo Mikol Mokam Egodol B'Mashe Tarch Lach Yosim B'Chayiv Yosim B'Maisai. Therefore, Tesis explains the Rav Chama B'Chanina stated Gedolim Tzadikim Misasin Yosim V'Chayim. Rai was from the fact that during Elisha's lifetime, then certainly people could get close to Elisha and they could even touch Elisha. However, Russia was not able to touch the body of Elisha after Elisha died. And as Tesis states, V'Nira D'Nafkalei M'Masha B'Chayi Tzadikim Noigu B'Em Kam Rishayim V'Yoshvim Etzlam V'Sham Lo'Hayu L'Rishus L'Sakev Etzlai Ayin Sham. And we will stop over here.